We ended yesterday with two invitations to Iyun. And the last of the four cases of Miplanya Zavinte, and the last of the four cases where there's a claim of a third-party seller, the Gemara that goes from Lamed Amid Beis to Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, we ended yesterday with two small tosas in on the sugya, one of which invites us to some Iyun into the world of Hodas Baldin, and the other one invites us to Iyun into the world of Migo. So once again, what did the Gemara say in this case? The Gemara had said, Rabotai, the Gemara had said, Reuven says, my boys, Bayara, you're in my land, get out. And Levi says, no, Miplanya Zavinte, Chal Sheikh Hazaka, I bought it from Shimon. And I have years of chazaka. Reuven, in case number four of the Miplanya cases, Reuven says, it cannot be. It cannot be that you bought it from, you say you have shnei chazaka, you say you have 3 years of chazaka, you bought it from Shimon 3 years ago. I'm sorry to tell you, it wasn't Shimon's 3 years ago. I have the shtar that I bought it from Shimon 4 years ago. So it was no longer his when you claimed to have bought it. Now that seems like a problem. What's Levi's comeback? Levi's comeback is, you misunderstood me. I didn't say I bought it 3 years ago. I didn't say I have 3 years of chazaka. I said I have years of chazaka. In fact, it's many years of chazaka. Oh, many years of chazaka. I bought it before you bought it. You bought it 4 years ago. I bought it more than 4 years ago. So Levi says to Reuven, I'm sorry for you, but I'm actually the first lokeach, not you. And therefore I win and not you. Okay? And obviously, he needs to then bring in his Eidim, who will indeed attest to the fact that he has more years, more than 4 years of chazaka. And the Gemara goes on to say, not only does he have to have more than 4 years of chazaka, he actually has to have 7 years of chazaka. He has to have three more than four. Why? Because his chazaka has to have started so early that it finished before the mechira or fake mechira for Reuven. Because if he was still in the middle of his 3 years of chazaka when Shimon turns around and sold it to Reuven, that itself is the macha on the chazaka. So that's what the Gemara says. Number one, Amar Rava Vidi Inchi Dekar L'Shnei Shani Tuva Shnei Chazaka. That's reasonable. Levi's kind of the one I said I have years of Chazaka. He didn't mean Bitzimtzum. He didn't mean exactly, merely three. He meant plenty. That's entirely possible. It's a reasonable use of the language. The language works either way. That was Rava's comment on the use of spoken Aramaic in the 4th century. A question of Lashon Bnei Adam. And then the Gemara has that point about it has to be 7 years. Because if it's less than seven, if it's shis, and once again, I know some guys are getting stuck this morning in the readings. Let's see inside. My boy is Bayara. Fellow says, Reuven says to Levi, what are you doing in this land? Amar Levi, Plani Zavina. Levi says, I bought it from Shimon. I have years of chazaka. So that's my proof that I bought from Shimon. Amar Le Reuven says to Levi, nokitna shtara. Nokitna is a contraction for nokit ana. You have that often in Talmudic Aramaic, that a present tense verb plus a pronoun gets shmushed into one word. Like the most common is Amrinon. Amrinon is short for Amri Anan. Anachnu Omrim. We just say Amrinan instead of Amri Anan. Like we say isn't instead of is not, or can't instead of can not. So in Aramaic, instead of saying Amri Anan, we say, just say Amrinan. Or here, instead of saying Amir Ana, we actually drop the resh also, we say Amina, I say. Or here, instead of saying Nakit Ana, we just say Nakitna. V'ha nakitna, third to last line. V'ha nakitna shtara, I'm holding the shtara that I bought it from him 4 years ago. Amar le, Levi responds, the president of Machzik says, Mi Savris, did you think that Shanei Chazaka, that when I said I have years of Chazaka, Talas Shani Ka Amina, I am saying Talas years, 3 years? No! Shanei Chazaka Tuva Ka Amina. I meant plenty of years of Chazaka. I've been living here for years and years and years and years. And I have the Edom to back it up. So I've been here since before you thought you bought it from Shimon. I was already living on this land. I had already bought from Shimon. I got it first. I'm sorry Shimon no longer owned it when he claimed to be selling it to you. It was too late to buy it from Shimon. At that point, I was already the owner. You didn't buy it from me. You bought it from someone who was no longer the owner, was not authorized to sell it to you. And therefore, the land belongs to me, not to you. Omar Rava, and then Rava adds, Rava says, number one, what's the psak? Avidi inshi dekar l'shani tuva shnei chazaka. Rava says that's a reasonable use of the language, a common enough use of the language. So if he says by shnei chazaka I meant many years, that we will accept that, and we will not say that Levi made a hodas baldin. He was only been here for 3 years. No, it wasn't really clear. But then the Gemara adds, hani mili da'ach l'sheva. This is only going to work. It's true that Shnei Chazak doesn't have to be 3 years, but he still needs to have been there for at least 7. Bekadim Chazak Adahai L'shtar Adahach. And this fellow's Chazaka came before that fellow's Shtar. This fellow's Chazaka was completed. Levi's Chazaka was completed. He already had 3 full years in before Shimon turned around and sold it, quote unquote, to Reuven with his Shtar. Rav Ashis, but if it's only 6 years, if Shimon could only prove that he's been on the land for 6 years, and he claims he bought the land 6 years ago, and now Levi claims he bought the land from Shimon 6 years ago, and now Reuven shows up with a shtar that goes back 4 years, so we'll say to Shimon, well, prove, Shimon says, but I bought it first. We'll say to Shimon, that's fine, prove it. If Shimon has a shtar, that's great. But if all Shimon has is proof they bought it 6 years ago, is chazaka. You say, 1 second. You had a chazaka within the first 3 years of a chazaka. Your supposed mocher, Shimon, the person you claim sold it to you 6 years ago, he turned around and sold it with a shtar to someone else. Ein lecha macha gedol mizu. If you only claim to have gotten here 6 years ago, that means that the shtar from Shimon to Reuven was within the first your first 3 years. That's a macha. You don't have a cheskas habat. So the first issue Tosfos raises, Laban Avibez, Ovid Inish. The Kaila Shani Tuva Shanei Chazaka. Rava says we need to know that the language of this fellow was not a Hodas Baldin of 3 years. Rava says, no, Taka, it's a reason. Shanei Chazaka could easily mean many more years than just 3, says Tosas. And that Rava needed to say that. That was necessary in order for Levi to win. Avo Ilo Avid. If we would not be normal, if ein adam asui likros harbe shanim shnei chazaka, so then Levi would have lost. Why would he lose? Afagav de isle sahad de da'achlo shavishnin. The Gemara is going to go on to say that for Levi to win, he also has to have eidei chazaka to take him back 7 years. So once the Gemara says you have eidei chazaka, it's not just that he's claiming to have been here long; he actually has the proof. So what do you care what he said? He's bringing Edom. He's walking into Basin with Edom. So what does it matter what he said? The Tosis says. Now, the Tosis isn't saying as a kasha. This is important, just in terms of Darche Alim, it's important to recognize. You could either it would be easy to make the mistake of glossing over this Tosis. Just saying, oh yeah, but if not, it's giving some din. He's not just giving some din. He's asking a kasha and giving a teretz and making an important point. Ilo Abid, even though he didn't say Ve'em Tomer Ve'esh Lomer, Ilo Abid, or at least point out a chiddush of the Gemara, Ilo Abid, if Rava is saying something which does stand l'maskana, it's not enough to have 7 years of chazaka, it also needs to be true that he didn't make a, that Levi did not make a hodas badin against his own Eden. But if Shnei Chazaka would mean dafka 3 years, or let's say, Hitaka said, I bought it 3 years ago, but then he brings Edom that for 7 years, right? So then we would say, sorry, lo mehem ninan. we would not believe your Eidim. Because you, Levi, are disputing your own Eidim. You're being moda that you only had Shnei Chazak, which means 3 years. By the way, just reading the last line of Tosis, it's what you mean. The Gemara says Shnei Chazak is more than 3 years. The answer is, well, that's because Tosis is talking within a hypothetical. Tosis saying, if it were not the case that Avid Inish, so if it were the case that Shnei Chazak Ataka means only 3 years, then Levi would lose. Because then he would have made by Shnei Chazak, he would be making Hadas Baldin, he's only been here for 3 years. Even though his Eidim say 7 years. Now, what's Tosis telling us?
Your Hadas Baldin needs to match your Eidim. Your statement needs to match what they
do. Correct. And, right, your statement has to match the Eidim. In other words, if there's a conflict between two Eidim and Hadas Baldin, Hodas Baldin wins. Even though I have Eidim, which is remarkable. That's really, really remarkable. Elsewhere, the Gemara has the lashon that Hodas Baldin, Kemeya Eidim Damu. Where does that come from initially? That comes from that Hodas Baldin is like 100 Eidim. That comes from a Tosefta in Bava Metzia. If you want to see it inside, it's Bava Metzia, Perak Aleph, Halacha Vav. Tosefta is divine. Sarah referring to them as Mishnayos. We refer to the sections of a parak of Tosefta as halachos. The Rambam refers to the sections of a parak of Mishnayos as halachos too. We call them Mishnayos, but in Tosefta, everyone calls them halachos. How do I know this Tosefta? Not because I'm expert in Tosefta. I wish I was, but I'm not. Oh, a mishpaner mitzvah. Yeah. And specifically, where this is quoted in Samech Hei Amid Beis Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara talks about Hodas Bal Din Kemeya Eidim Dami. Hodas Bal Din is like 100 witnesses. The Gemara says it doesn't work by Eidus Lakium Hadavar. If I want to, if a boy gives a girl a ring and says a ring mekudeshesli, it's not going to work, the Gemara said. Even if hu vehi modim. Boy and girl come and they freely tell us that yes, he gave her a ring, he said it to Harat Mekudeshesli, everything was gavaldic, just there were no Eidim. So the Gemara says, we might believe you that you gave, that he gave her a ring and this is what he said to her, but it's irrelevant because it's ineffective. Because the act of Kiddushin requires Eidus in order to work. That's what we call Eidus Lakium Hadavar. You need ages for the thing to happen. But normally, the Gemara says, that's unique to Kiddushin and a handful of other areas of halacha. Probably a get requires ages l'kiyum ha-davar. Perhaps, according to some Rishonim, one or two kinyanim. Some Rishonim think that shtar mecher requires ages l'kiyum ha-davar. There's a day in Rishonim that chalipa requires ages l'kiyum ha-davar. But it's a rarity. The Gemara says it clearly about Kiddushin. Kiddushin requires ages l'kiyum ha-davar. Probably getting, and maybe one or two other things. But generally, the Gemara says, you saw this Gemara inside. The Gemara says, outside of these rare areas like Kiddushin, where you require this unique, rare institution of Eidus, Lekiyum Hadavar, Eidus Lekiyum Hadavar, Eidus to make it true, that's a rarity. What's common, the Gemara says, is generally, Amar Lahu, Lo Ivru Sahadi, Ela Lashakri. Usually we say, Eidim were only created for liars. Eidim were only created for liars. That's an expression that means that you need Eidim. The purpose of an Eid is to fight falsehood. If we're not sure who's telling the truth, if the two parties disagree, one says yes, another one says no. One says, you sold it to me. Another one says, I didn't sell it to you. One says, I lent you $100. No, I lent you this. So on and so forth. You smashed into my car. No, you smashed into my car. When we're trying to figure out what the truth is, then you need Eidim. Lo ifru sahadi el shakri. Usually Eidim are only created to address shakranim, to address liars. Meaning usually Eidus is Eidus Labirer Hadavar. Eidus to be mevar, a word that we came across at the very beginning of the year. Eid is to clarify, to authenticate, to verify the theft. That's the usual type of eid. This is eid lebir adavar. Again, as the Gemara has a phrase, lo ivru tahadi elo l'shachri. So again, that's the language of the Gemara, kiddushin samachem beis. And it's right above there where the Gemara says, quotes this Tosefta in Bava Metzia. This is all happening again. Kiddushin Samachem Beis. That Hadas Baldin Kemeya Eidim Dami. Hadas Baldin is like 100 witnesses. It's, in other words, it's also a Bira Adavar. You are Eidis Lakiyim Adavar. That's a special, unique type of din. That the Kiddushin didn't take effect without it being witnessed. For that, Hodas Badin doesn't work. But for the normal type of Aedis, Lo Ivrus Hadi El Shakri, is the Bira Davar. Aedis has a beerer. Remember we said beginning of the year, Shimon, a Rove is a beerer. But Aedim are better. The best beerer is Aedim. Two Aedim is the gold standard. The Tosefta says, Aedis a Bira Davar. And what Dinami, you can have two Aedim with Bira Davar, or you can have Hodas Baldin. Kemeya, Adim, Dami. The fellow's own Hodah, that's like 100 witnesses. What Tosis is saying, what this Tosis is teaching us, is that it's actually even stronger than two. Not only is it like Adim, when it comes down to it, it's as strong as two Adim and even stronger. Hodas Baldin versus two Edim. The Edim say, I've been here for 7 years, and therefore I win. But beforehand, I said, I've been here for three. If I said 3 years, and the Edim said 7 years, Beisim would believe me over my Edim. They would say, we assume they're only there for 3 years. We assume you're only there for 3 years, and therefore, I'm sorry, sir, but you lose, because he has a shtar that goes back 4 years. And that, again, Tosis pointed out, the bottom of Lamana Beis, that this emerges from a careful reading of our Gemara. Because even though the Gemara is going to go on to say you have the Eidim for 7 years, Rava also needed to say that your language could be Mashma 7 years. Avid Inish, Dekari Lashani Tu, Vishnei Chazaka. And again, Tosa says, just work out, unpack that. Meaning if we didn't have that, then the guy would lose. Why? Because he has Eidim for 7 years. Well, apparently because if his Lashon meant Dafka 3, it doesn't. But if his Lashon meant Dafka 3, then he would lose because of his own Lashon, because of Adal's Baldin, that says 3, even though he has two Aden, who say 7. So Tosis is very subtly, again, like I told you earlier today, the small Tosis are harder, because he's not making his main point directly. He didn't ask it as a kasha on the Gemara, and nor does he really give you the, unpack his conclusion. But what he's saying is, from our Gemara, you realize, and this may not be the only place in Shas where you realize it, but this is one of the places where you realize that Hodas Baldin is not only as strong as Eidim, as two Eidim, as 100 Eidim, but actually even stronger. And Gavi asked a great question, which is, well, why? But Taka, why is Hodas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami? So, we heard before that we have a family connection, sort of, in this room, so they might even leave. So the Ma'ariv and Leif develops the idea, why is it, Gavi is asking a very important detailed question. How come one of the detailed rules of Hodas Baldin Kemei Dami is that stronger than two Eidim, a Tosis and Bav, our Tosis and Bav, and Basu Laman Abed, why? So very often, as you've already seen in your learning, and you see more and more as you continue to learn, deeply and broadly, that oftentimes trying to figure out pshat in the detail of a concept will lead you to figuring out pshat in the concept in general. If you understand the concept in general, you understand the details. So Gavi is asking, within the world, of Hodas Baldin, one of the details is that it's stronger, the Hadas Baldin is greater than Adam. Why? So I would suggest to you, well, maybe the answer to figure that out, you should look at why is Hadarfa didn't work in general. Did anyone have a chance to see the Ktos? To see the Ma'ariv ben Leif? Ma'ariv ben Leif says the following. Ma'ariv ben Leif says, if I... he has a svara. The truth is, I don't think he points you to here, but let me take it, let me take his svara and show you a Rashbam in our parak. On Daf Lamed Gimel, turn to Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. Gemara tells a story. A story. It's further, continue, the cases run, I told you, if the rest, all the way through until Amud Aleph, Amud Aleph, it's all case law. So here's a case, the two dots, in the middle of Lama Gimel Malaf. Kareve de Ravidi Barav in Shachiv. Ravidi Barav in one of the Amoraim. One of his relatives passed away. Kareve is Kerovo. Shachiv is Aramaic for mace. He passed away. The Shavik Dikla. And he left behind, Shavik is Aramaic for Azav. He left behind a Dikla, a palm tree. This a relative owned a palm tree. Now the question is, whoever is the closest Yorish, those the chevra here that are learning Yishno Echlin, you know, one of the main issues in Yishno Echlin, Eis Parak, is figuring out if there are no children, they have to figure out which relative, who's the closest relative. There's a nephew, there's an uncle, there's a cousin, da, 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 da. And sometimes it's not clear also what the facts are. Is this fellow a first cousin? Is he a second cousin? So the Gemara says, Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Anakariv Netvei. Rav Yidi Bar Avin said, I am the closer relative. Vahu Gavra, but there was someone else, or Asahu Gavra, and he said, I'm not Karif Netvei. So there was a dispute. Who is the closer relative? Who owns this palm tree? Now, initially, it seems like, it becomes clear, that initially, the other fellow got control of the palm tree. Why? So the Rashbam says, this is mamish, we learned this sugya earlier in the year. Lamedal lamedbez. Zer moshal avosai, zer moshal avosai. Each one says, I'm the oresh. There was two different, you know, neither one can prove he's a marakama, right? And there's no muchzak, there's no marakama. What was it then? Rav Nachman said, call the alim gvar. So Rashbam says, that din lamed alim beis is also din lamed gilim elf. Rav Yidi Bar Avin said, I'm the closest relative of the nifter. The other fellow says, no, I'm the closest relative of the nifter. No one had proof. So call the alim gvar. Rav Yidi Bar Avin was not the alim. And the other fellow was a tougher, more assertive, and he took it. And then, Lesof, in the end, Rashbam says, after a year or two, the girsa that we have, not all Rishonim have this girsa, Lesof odile de'iyu karv tvei. In the after a year or two, the other fellow was molded, you know, Rabbi, the truth is you are more closely related. Maybe he said, I lied. Or maybe he said, I was looking back at the family tree, I realized I made a mistake. Whatever it is. But the Karov had been there for a year or two. After the Niftar had passed away, this other fellow had possession of the palm tree for a year or two. And then he says, you know, Rabbi, Rav Yidi Bar Avin, really it's yours. So who owns the palm tree now? Rav Yidi Bar Avin. Okay. Well, based on what? Hodas Baldin. Right? Hodas Baldin. Lesof, that's our gears in the Gemara. Lesof, Odile, Diyu, Karv, Tvei. After a year or two, the other fellow says, Rabbi, really, you're more closely related. Really, it's your Yerusha. Ukma, Rav Chisda, B'yadei. So Rav Chisda was a die in the case. He was a Rav. And he said, okay, the palm tree ought to go to Rav Yidi Bar Avin. And the Amar Lei, then Rav Yidi Bar Avin says, one second, that's not enough. I don't just want the palm tree. Lehedrili peri diachamehu yomad hashta. Well, how about all the fruits that he ate from the day that the relative died until now? He was in possession of that palm tree illegally. It was mine. It was mine from the moment that the relative passed away. He had it, but now he admitted that it was not just mine from now on. It was mine from the get-go. From the moment the relative passed away, it was really from Yitzhak Ravins. So he says, you had a year or two of harvest. Where all those, this may have been a very productive palm tree. Hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, tens of dollars, I don't know. A whole one or two years of crop. One does not know. These days it was inflation. So Amar, so that's where Yitzhak Ravins says to Rav Chisda. He says, Dayan, we're not done. I want the, obviously the fruits have already been sold, so he has to pay me. He took my fruits, he has to pay back. Hashav v'sagezel. So Rav Chisda says, really? Listen to what Rav Chisda says. Yeah, what would, if we stopped right here, what would you say? What would Yitzhak Ravins say? Does that sound reasonable?
No.
Yeah, we said
Hadra Arhar. Why do you say no?
Because it's just one palm tree. It's not like he took an entire orchard or something.
Okay. And therefore?
And therefore, it's little enough that, like just almost like, as Rebbe said, the sunken cost. Like, is it really worth it to take him to court over a few
days? But who owns the fruits? Who's rightfully the owner?
It's his, but why go to court?
Good. So everyone here agrees that by rights the fruits belong to Rav Yitzhak Ravin, and therefore he is by rights entitled to whatever the value of the fruits are. Agavi's saying, is it really right on the assumption, by the way, that the crop of one tree is not worth much? They say, come on, you're gonna take him to Bezin over Dvarim Ketanim. So number one, I'm not sure. It may be that it is significant. I don't know that Rav Yitzhak Ravin was a wealthy man. And it could be that, you know, hundreds, thousands of dates grow on a single tree. Maybe it was talking about significant 2 years of crop. It may have been a significant amount of money. And Chazal do say that when appropriate, tzaddikim will be careful even about pakim ketanim. Now again, that's on your own time. You're saying, yeah, but take the guy to court. Okay, it's an interesting question. But what you all agree to is Rav Yitzhak Ravin had the rights to it. Whether it made sense to take him to court or not, you have to figure out. Again, remember, also in our Gemara, the reason why it's sunken cost is because this fellow is very hard to deal with. Over here, he was very... Now he's being moda. So now it'll probably be easy.
Did he know that it was his from the beginning?
I don't know, but even if he was a Gazlan Shalom Midas, it still wasn't his.
Well, if you didn't know, it may be enough.
So take a look. Watch what happens, Rabbi Sir. A machlokas amaron with the dinners. Rav Chisda says, Ukmar Rav Chisda biyade. Rav Chisda said, you get the tree. So he says to him, Lehedjali peiri, where are the fruits? The achamil yamad hashta, where all the year or two of crop that the other fellow took illegally. Amar, Rav Chisda said, Zehu shamar lav adam gadol hu. I heard that you're a big Talmud Chacham. You're the one that I heard is such a big Talmud Chacham. Chisda says, I'm not so impressed by what you just said. Aman, but he doesn't say you shouldn't have cared. He says you're not entitled. Aman kas hamichmar, upon whom are you relying? Ahai, you rely on the word of the other relative. Right? If not for him, you wouldn't be entitled. Only because he was moda. Haka amar danam karav natve. Up until now, he was saying that he's more closely related. Abai and Rava lost real luhad Rav Chisda. Right? Rava didn't agree with Rav Chisda. They said, Kevin de Odi. They said, but he admitted. Once he admitted that really it was the other ones all along, so it was the other ones all along, which is what we were assuming, like Abai and Rava. What was Rav Chisda saying? Rav Chisda said something surprising. Rav Chisda said, well, you have the tree now because he said it's yours, but previously he had said that it was his, and therefore, but why not? Whatever the facts are, they are. So it sounds like you're right. Rav Chisda, at least according to this Girsa, Rav Chisda is saying there's no retroactivity. But why not? Take a look at a remarkable Rashbam. And this Rashbam, I don't know that the Mari Ibn Leib quotes the Rashbam, but I believe the Rashbam is already saying in the 1100s what the Mari Ibn Leib would say several centuries later. Mari Ibn Leib was a late Rishon, early Achron. Rashbam is the beginning of the period of the Rishonim. What does Rashbam say? The last Rashbam on Laman Gim Amud Aleph. Who are you relying on? Ahai. Ahodah's piv. You're relying on the other relatives, the Hodah. Shemode achshav she'ata karov yoser. He's mode now that you're more closely related. But you damar hashar lo karov nitzvei. Up and down, he's been saying that he's more closely related, and therefore achal peiros bedin called angvar. Up until now, he claimed that he was more closely related, and therefore, up until now, for the last year or two, he was claiming that he's the closest relative. It belongs to him. He proved it. That's the way things settled based on Kol Dalmgvar. But now he admits that you're more closely related. And if you're more closely related, that didn't happen now. Right? The family tree didn't change. If you're more closely related, it means you were always more closely related. So he says, I saw, why did it only change now? Watch what he says in the last line of V'zeh shemoda achshav. He's moda now after 2 years. Harehu kenosein lecha es ha'ilan midaito. It's as though he's given you a gift of the tree. Afal pi shelo zachisa bo min hadin. You didn't actually win. He made a hadas baldin. He gave you a gift. Now that's remarkable. What the Rashbam is saying as pshat in Rav Chista is that hadas baldin is a kinyan me'achshav. Now, Abaya and Rava disagree. Kevin de Odi. Plus, the last Tosas Alam and Gimel, Hachi Garcinan, give me another 90 seconds, if you will. Give me another 90 seconds just to wrap this up. Tosas on Hachi Garcinan, last Tosas Alam and Gimel and Aleph, gives other approaches. I said there are other Gersos, other Perushim within this Gersos. There are other ways of understanding Rav Chista. But what the Rashbam said within Rav Chista is that Hodas Baldin is a gift. That Hodas Baldin is a matana me'achshav. That, Rabosai, is the way the Ma'ari ibn Lev, quoted by the Ketzos, also understood l'maskana. Hodas Baldin is a matana me'achshav. It works well, very well, within our Tosas. Because now we were wondering, well, why is it Hadas about to be even stronger than Edom? It's like Edom. That's the Tosefta in Bav Metzia, according to Kiddush Namachay. It's like Edom. It's like 100 Edom. But why is it even stronger? According to the Ma'ari ibn Lev, which is Rashbam, at least according to Rav Chista, we understand it well. It's true that Edom say 7 years. But if you make Hadas Baldin, that's a Nesina, that's a Matana Me'achshav. So it used to be mine, but I just gave it away. Bein Lahako. If you understand as Ari ibn Lev does, that Hadas Baldin is a matana, a new kinyan. It's changing the facts from here on in. My words make it yours. Okay. So then, of course, it's going to outweigh any beer, because the beer of the Edom is irrelevant. I just made this stuff. I don't care what the facts were. As of now, this stuff is now yours. The Ketzos has four kashas, which we will not list now, but the Ketzos has a series of, in Simon Lamadal, a series of four kashas against Ari ibn Lev, based on which he argues, which may be Abai and Rava, and may also be the other Rishonim's approaches to Rav Chista, that Hadas Baldin is a Ne'emanus, which means you have to go a different route and say, this Ne'emanus is even stronger than to Edom. We will pick up with this as well as Migo, and Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. And the sugya of Migo will take us, Rabosai, from here on Daf Lamed to Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, and even Lamed Aleph.